Now joining us, Whitecaps CEO Mark Panis. Thanks for doing this, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're holding up. You know, we're all getting used to life working from home. How has that transition been for you? I mean, you're new to Vancouver, coming in with the club this year, and you haven't really had a chance to get out and explore the city too much.
Yeah, you know, guys, come to Vancouver. They said it'll be great. They said social and fun loving, and you'll be able to go out and explore an amazing city. And truth be told, I've been able to do a lot of that already. And we're just in a period now where we all have to do the best we can to take care of our fellow citizens. And that means stay home, stay safe. You got to go out, practice that physical distancing of 2 meters, and we'll all get through this, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that is the thing. This is what we know is going to help the most, is the social distancing part of it, as tough as it can be at times. You want to get out, especially when the weather's nice and you see the mountains overlooking the city, but we do the best we can. Mark Panis, Whitecap CEO, joining us. So a lot coming down from MLS today. Moratorium on training extended to April, early April. Earliest start for the season. Return date is being looked at it as May 10th. How are the Whitecaps dealing with all of these changes so far?
I think up till now let me back up. In December, COVID-19 really came on our radar screen. By the first of the year, we had engaged an infectious disease specialist to work hand in hand with our excellent team doctor, Dr. Jim Bovard. They've been doing daily updates since then. So we feel like we have been as fully briefed as we could be on the run up to this, and it allowed us to take some really good preventative actions. So we haven't had anyone test positive. I think that's been a combination of us doing some proper prep work, and then obviously just being lucky as well. But, you know, we sent people home. I think we were one of the first sports organizations to do that, to work from home. I don't know how many days ago it is now. It was right around when they were, I guess we had a talk on the 11th, and we pulled a shoot on the start of the season or suspension for the season on the 12th. So we were already at that point basically working from home. And we gave a lot of thought. Our football operations staff, led by Coach Mark DeSantos and Axel Schuster, have really given a lot of thought to how to make sure that we've taken care of our players, that we're engaging them with a lot of communication. I know Mark has spoken with each player on a regular basis, Axel the same, both individually and collectively. And so, you know, communication is really big during this period, not just for a club like ours, but just generally in society. We'd encourage you, get on the phone this afternoon and call someone who you haven't checked in with in a while, because I think the isolation thing for some people can be significant. We've been pushing really hard to avoid that at the club level. And then we've been trying to make sure that we had some tech solutions in place for training. First outdoor training. Now we're actually doing one-to-many video training where people are literally doing workouts alone themselves. We're working on getting equipment brought into guys, helping them with food deliveries and so forth. So I think we're really trying to be a 360 support system for the players. And on the front office staff, you know, we've got a full tech stack set up with everybody. We're doing all staff meetings every Tuesday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. To bring them up to date and keep people in step. And we're just trying to make sure that people are safe and healthy.
What's in terms of the players, have some of them returned home? Are most staying put? What's been sort of happening with a lot of the players on the team?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So the league has every player still in market. I think there are a couple of rare exceptions for medical reasons and so forth, but basically every healthy player is in every market. And has the ability to continue, you know, they're employed right now and they're working with us. there has been some leeway that's come out today about people able to travel domestically in their country if they want to pop home for visits. Some, but generally, the position is that teams are together and they're training, quote unquote, together while they're separate. If that makes sense. I think it's very indicative of the time we're in right now, that type of comment, but that's where we are.
Mark Panis, our guest, Whitecaps CEO. There's been a lot of games that are being moved because of all of this. Is at what point does the MLS start to realize maybe we're going to have to cut the season a little bit?
So, you know, it's interesting. There's in a situation like this, right, you just start doing your modeling, like, constantly, right? You're trying to do forecasting. By the way, this isn't specific to us, right? As you guys know, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, but then like, every business out there, right? Anybody that has a supply chain, is a manufacturer, does, like, you know, does tech, like, everybody's going through this right now. And so MLS is no different. And I think that they're running a whole bunch of scenarios right now, given the medical advice from the national health organizations. The projections are that if you go through these embargo windows of, you know, like the CDC was like, no groups of more than 50 for 8 weeks or whatever it was a little over a week ago in the U.S. and Canada Health has some guidelines. When you go through those, it still allows MLS to play a 34-match schedule, a full season. So that's what we're planning on.
It's it is interesting how this will all affect, you know, the entirety of the season. And, you know, a lot of leagues, teams, clubs everywhere are dealing with revenue differences now. Does this affect any plans for the team moving forward, looking ahead to the summer transfer window?
Well, I think it affects all your planning, right? It affects absolutely everything that you're working on. I mean, it was funny when you come into, this is the fourth time I've kind of come into a club in kind of a leadership role. And when you come in, you're always sipping from a fire hose anyways. Right. And then right as I'm like, all right, I'm 2 months in, like starting to like, you know, feel like I've got my footing. Then this happens. And literally, as you guys could imagine, there isn't a piece of the business right now that we're not doing contingency planning for. So everything gets affected. I mean, clearly when any sport or any business doesn't have its doors open and you're not collecting revenue, that's going to have an impact, right? So it's not just specific to us. We know everybody who's listening to this radio cast right now is either feeling it personally, or their business, broader businesses is feeling it, or their spouse or close family members are feeling it. Just what's going on right now. And so we're trying to wrap our hands around that and then see what it means. You know, I think we can do all the planning we want, right? But we have to understand at some point, you run into these milestones, you're like, okay, it's time to start playing again. And then you can really assess what that's going to mean the day you flip the switch in terms of player acquisition, in terms of scheduling matches, in terms of broadcasts, in terms of all that stuff.
So you talked about communication and obviously how key that is, not just in the case of being a CEO of a major sports team, but just in general in society right now, and specifically looking at the way Major League Soccer has communicated with you and with other franchises. Just what can you say about what they've done and how they've communicated to you to allow you to communicate to your staff and on down towards the players?
It's a great question. You know, I went through a 50-game lockout when I was with the New York Knicks back in 1999, I guess. And it is hardcore, right? I'm sorry, the 32-game lockout. We had a 50-game season. It's hardcore, right, when you're in these, like, shutdown situations, even if it's just in a suspension. Like, you know you're going to come back at some point and play. MLS has really been peerless. Commissioner's been amazing. His senior staff, you know, they've worked together for a while. So they're pretty a pretty impressive machine in the way they operate. And then the communication it's wild at every level. Like, you pick a functional piece of the business, football operations, broadcast, communications, ticketing, legal, HR, scheduling. Like, it is, there are calls going on, not every day in every one of those, but there are multiple calls a day. From the league to the teams, discussing these issues, and every one of those is happening at least once a week. And then you have like some small breakout groups. So we have a three-team call, the three Canadian teams. We're just putting together a multi-team call for Cascadia, for us in Seattle and Portland. And then there's a group of about 8 or 10 CEOs that literally are getting on a call. That's the group I'm in, but there are multiple groups for trying to do it. So it's not every CEO, chief business officer on every call. So we're trying to break it up. So there's tons of communication going back and forth, and you're really just bouncing stuff off other people. Like, how are you approaching this? What's your plans there? You know, football's, as you guys know, it's such a global sport that it's different than a lot of the other sports because you have players from all over the world. Right. And so you just, and you know, you don't really have that in the NFL. And you have more geographic limitations on, like, yes, NBA may be global, but the bulk of it is American, right? NHL, the bulk of it's Canadian, right? So like you have more concentration, whereas with football, it really is, our rosters are so international that you're trying to deal with communication with agents and players and family members, other federations and leagues, the scheduling around CONCACAF and FIFA. It's like, you know, it's like three-dimensional chess all the time with a lot of this stuff. I don't want to make it sound like it's not, it's so complex it can't be done, but I think everyone's just working hard to get their hands around their piece of it and how those all, and do it in a way that doesn't jam up the larger machinery.
How are Whitecaps event staff and staff in general being affected by the season pause right now?
Yeah, so our event staff has like multiple groups in it, right? There's full-time employees, there's like year-round part-time employees, there's seasonal part-time employees, there's game day employees. Then you have BC Place has its own set of full-time employees and part-time employees, and they have a bunch of vendors in there as well. Right, who have full-time and part-time employees. So it's like a big ecosystem. And we're just working through it right now. You know, right now our goal is to take care of all our staff as best we can. We have not put anything in place in terms of limiting hours or days of the week that people are working. We haven't had any situations like that. The one thing we have done is we have like event day staff and game day staff that we're taking care of for the games missed so far. And generally it's been steady as she goes there while we do our broader contingency planning.
It's tough. The win over the LA Galaxy and then comes the pause. I'm sure, you know, there was a lot of things that you had planned coming in and to not have those games just yet. It is tough, but necessary. But, you know, when things do get back to some level of normalcy, like what can Whitecaps fans expect through the rest of the season when they go to BC Place?
Well, look, we're the youngest team in the league, and we're playing a very high-intensity style of football. If our season gets compressed from a number of days in the calendar but same number of games, so we're playing more frequently, that's probably beneficial to us, right? Young legs, high-intensity football, playing a more aggressive schedule. So, you know, we like our team right now. I mean, Axel has done a super solid job of just revamping the roster in a very thoughtful way. Gives us a lot of options, a lot of tools. And we like where we are in terms of player personnel. We're really happy with our coaching staff. And then also we had players that were trickling in, right? Immigration in Canada can take a while, can take weeks, whereas in the U.S. it can take days to get guys into play. And so, so we'll have our full squad whenever we go back to start training. And that's a positive. And I think in these situations, really, you just have to be looking at the positives because if you're sitting around thinking about the unknowns and the things that aren't, you know, as good as they would have been, it doesn't matter. Like, that's not the situation we're in today. We're, you know, everybody's working from home. Do you know what I'm saying? This is a different world.
Yeah.
So it's like, how is your organization going to respond? We believe we're a well-organized organization, and we believe in times of stress and in times of, you know, everyone going through something new, better organized organizations will perform better than some of the others, just because you're able to, you know, you've got protocol in place, you're able to handle things. Our football side is really well organized. Our business side is well organized. So, you know, we're looking for the positives across the board as we head into a really unknown period.
Hey, Mark, really appreciate the time. Keeping Whitecaps fans up to date as best you can. Love that you've been candid and transparent with us. Really appreciate the time today. All the best. Stay safe to you and your family.
Well, listen, guys, thank you so much. All I say to fans is stay home and stay safe and call someone you care about that you haven't talked to in a while. Don't let that social isolation get them. We can't wait to get you guys back in the big house and fill that baby up. When we come back to play, and you know, we know Vancouver embraces us. We embrace the city back. So thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to come on today, and we're always available to speak with you guys if it can be helpful.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Mark. Take care.
Okay. Cheers, guys.